Hello, my name is Adrian Salvucci. I'm speaking to you from Buenos Aires in Argentina. And I wanted to talk to you about the financial crisis. Everybody seems to be talking about the global financial crisis, but I want to show you, based on our experience in Argentina, that there is no global financial crisis. What you are suffering in the first world is an irreversible global systemic meltdown. There's no way of saving it. You might think, well, this is a little bit exaggerated, but I want to show you that based on our experience, perhaps we know better. I have here a coin, which is one Argentine peso. This will buy you, well, it'll hardly buy you a bus trip in downtown Buenos Aires. And yet, if I were to go to 1970, in 1970, this little coin would have purchased you Argentina four or five times after another. Why? Because since January of 1970, we have undergone four major monetary changes where they've knocked off zeros on our currency, 13 zeros to be exact. So this would be worth 10 trillion pesos from that time. And 10 trillion pesos at that time would have probably bought you Argentina three or four times over. That's inflation. Actually, that's hyperinflation. So when we hear about your inflationary concerns and everything, we've seen that, we've done that. We've been through the whole thing. We've been through inflation, hyperinflation, systemic banking meltdowns, currency changes, debt bond swaps, mega debt bond swaps, financial armoring, banking holidays, freezing of bank accounts, just about everything you can possibly imagine referring to a nation's total breakdown of its monetary, banking, and financial systems. So based on our experience, if you were to say, well, what should we do in the United States and in Europe? I would say, go to the bank and get your money out fast. Repeat, go to your bank and get your money out fast and buy anything, buy an apartment, buy a house, buy a lot, buy anything, buy gold, buy a car. Because you see, the whole global financial system, which I have called it, or I would like to call it, extreme capitalism, to differentiate it from social capitalism, from constructive capitalism, is really a flawed model. And it's a flawed model basically because finance has usurped a place that does not correspond to it above the real economy. In other words, the financial system, the financial institutions are way above the real economy when it should always be the other way around. Finance, the world of money, the world of banks, the world of monetary systems, should always be subordinated to the real economy of building houses, building apartments, building airplanes, manufacturing cars, manufacturing food, everything. That should always be on top with finance below it. Today is exactly the other way around. So in this tremendous fight of finance versus economics, finance has had the day. They've won, and now they are totally destroying you. If anything, what is happening today with the global financial system is similar to a malignant cancerous tumor, which has now gone into metastasis. And in that metastasis, it is threatening to destroy the entire economic body, and it's going to kill it, and in the process, commit suicide, because it's going to also going to kill itself. We're talking a lot about Ponzi schemes. We say, oh, Bernard Madoff, a Ponzi scheme. Okay, sure, Bernard Madoff is a Ponzi scheme. But you see, the problem is, if it were only Bernard Madoff and Madoff Investments having a Ponzi scheme, it wouldn't be that bad. The whole global financial system is a Ponzi scheme. And I'm going to show you how this works. Actually, there are four pillars, or should I say, since we're talking about pyramid schemes, Ponzi, right? Carlo Ponzi. Let's say that a pyramid, which has a base of four sides, that this global financial Ponzi pyramid also has four sides. And I'm going to describe all those four sides so that you can better understand it. First side of the global financial pyramid. Planned monetary insufficiency. The real money in every country, the United States, Argentina, Brazil, Britain, real money is the money that is issued by the state. In other words, real hot money, let's call it that way, legal tender, which in the United States is a funny sort of money because it's issued by the Federal Reserve Bank, and the Federal Reserve Bank is a private entity. But let's say central banks issue the real money, the dollar bills, the euros, the Argentinian pesos, and so forth. The whole system is planned in such a way that there is never enough real money for the needs of the economy. There enters the second side of the pyramid. Since there is not sufficient public money, that is replaced, or that is substituted by private money. In other words, the private banking system exerts sufficient control over the state and over the central bank, over the Federal Reserve System, so as to guarantee that it will always issue insufficient amounts of money. And in comes the private banking system saying, Mr. Individual, Mr. Corporation, Mr. Government, you need money? No problem, we'll give it to you. And that's when the banks come out with the fractional reserve system and charging huge amounts of interest, whereby for all the loans that they make huge amounts of money. That's the second part of the pyramid, replacing real money, dollar bills, euros, pesos, with funny money, in other words, banking money, which grows at an exponential rate because it grows based on the fractional monetary system, the fractional banking system. The third side of the pyramid, do everything by debt. Consumers are always in debt, indebting themselves. Do everything with a credit, do everything with a loan. If an individual wants something, no problem, have it on credit. If a corporation needs to build a new headquarter or a new manufacturing assembly line, no problem, do it on credit. If the government has to do something in Argentina, in the United States, no problem. Just get yourself nicely indebted with all the major private banks. And you have now a situation where, in the United States, for example, the government owes over $10 trillion, that's your debt indebtedness. Corporations owe about $9 trillion. Individuals owe about another $9 trillion. My country, Argentina, the state is indebted in over $300 billion. And our individuals are also indebted. Everybody's indebted. Everywhere in the world, individuals, corporations, states, everybody owes money. And the key question is, owes money to who? Why is the entire planet indebted to someone? And the funny money thing is particularly dangerous because it has grown enormously. We all talk about the derivatives market. Let me give you a little bit of information that came out of the New York Times last September. 20 years ago, there was no derivatives market. In 2002, the derivatives market had grown to $102 trillion. And as of September 2008, when the crisis broke out, the derivatives market was $531 trillion. Do you realize that $531 trillion is 10 times the world's gross domestic product and 40 times the gross domestic product of the United States? Do you realize that funny money has swamped completely the real economy, and that is where your problem is, and the amounts are so huge that there's no way anybody can stop it? There's no Obama bailout plan, there's no Federal Reserve bailout plan, there's no G20 bailout plan, the amounts are just too big. So the third part of the pyramid, as I was saying, is everybody lives on debt. And the fourth part of the pyramid is the one that we Argentinians are experts on. And I would call it privatizing the profits, socializing losses. Because since the whole thing is a model, and a model can be predicted how it will react, we know that when this Ponzi scheme is growing, there's money all over the place, there's easy loans, easy credit, everybody makes money, everybody in quotes. And when this is growing, the whole system is planned in such a way that the channels for the huge profits will go to the private bankers, it will go to the private shareholders, it will go to all the people that they want to go to. When it gets to a point where this is just going to explode, as happened to you on 15 September of 2008, and the whole thing starts collapsing, a new set of channels is activated. And all the losses are socialized. Just as the profits were privatized to the people who they want to privatize them to, when the whole thing blows down and starts imploding and collapsing, that is socialized via taxpayer bailout plans or via the Federal Reserve issuing trillions of dollars of fake money, which means the entire planet is paying for it. Why do we know about this more than you guys know about it? Easy. Because we've been through it. I'm 56 years old and I've lived through three of these crises.